Morning at 12:01 a.m.
Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kira Hart has an update on the corn and soybean harvest across the northern plains.
As soybean harvest progresses across the northern plains, Dairyland Seed Western Region agronomist Brian Weller says the yield reports vary.
Anywhere down to those 20s on some of those highly drought-stricken areas, as well as, you know, some of the folks that were able to catch some timely rains, as well as having some good fertility around it and good seed, we're looking at, you know, 70, 80 bushel beans. But again, that's just a yield monitor, so field averages always pay the bill.
Farmers are moving through harvest quickly, and once soybean harvest is complete, Weller recommends farmers prioritize their corn fields that they will harvest.
Seems like we always get a couple of days of high winds, which we've already experienced. We want to make sure that that shank attachment is good so we're not dropping ears. We want to make sure that that stock quality and integrity is there. We want to push against that plant to see if it's going to break and how much pressure it takes to break. And the more plants we have problems with, either it be with stock integrity or that shank, you know, that's going to push that field further up on the harvest order, and we want to get that harvested sooner versus later because, you know, we work all year to be able to produce this crop. We need to be able to get it in good order as well.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.